ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सो इन् दिस् सेकेण्ड् चाप्टर् आफ् कठोपनिषत् वि आर् आल्मोस्ट् वि गोइङ्ग् टु कवर् टुडे दि सेकेण्ड् सेक्षन् आफ् सेकेण्ड् चाप्टर्. द्वितीया वल्ली आफ् द्वितीयोऽध्याय विल् बि कवरिङ्ग्. And all the verses in the second section repeatedly presented the nature of the reality in terms of oneness, ekatvam, asangatvam, untaintedness, sarvatvam, all pervasiveness, etc. By way of presenting the swarupam of the reality, nature of the reality, some mantras also beautifully presented the essential oneness of the individual and the total. Jiva being non-separate from Ishvara, Ishvara being the very swarupam of Jiva also has been discussed. So here, we are going to see that in today's class, an important and interesting topic being discussed. And one thing, repeatedly, Lord Yama, emphasizing these mantras, everlasting peace, everlasting happiness is only in knowing the truth being one's own self. There's no way of discovering permanent peace, absolute peace. There's no way of discovering everlasting happiness unless and until one discovers one's own self, one's own essential nature being the truth, one's own essential nature being Atma, the all-pervasive reality, consciousness. The truth of I, the meaning of the word I, the content of I, the substance, substantive I is not anything material. The content of I, the substance, the substantive first person single pronoun I, is nothing but abstract reality, not nothing material. That abstract reality is in the form of pure knowledge, pure awareness. Reality has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature of knowing. There's no other way of stumbling upon the reality. How are you going to arrive at the reality? Reality has been arrived only in terms of its nature of knowing. Therefore, reality has been arrived only as a rupam of the knower, as the very truth of the knower. You know, finally, one has to take ownership of the abstract reality, obtaining in the form of pure consciousness as the content of I, as one's own self, as the truth of I. Unless and until a person discovers this fact of one's own self being pure consciousness, absolutely, essentially, I does not refer to anything material other than consciousness. One must be able to say, I am the limitless reality, Brahma. I am consciousness. It's not for saying, it is for one to see the fact. It is a fact. So it is understanding of this fact, assimilation of this fact, ascertainment of this fact is the only means of freeing oneself from all limitations, seeing, having everlasting happiness. So the importance of jnanam is emphasized here. So moksha is our choiceless end. Everlasting peace is something which is desperately sought after. Everlasting happiness is what is sought after through all our pursuits. And that everlasting happiness is not at all attainable through any other, by achieving anything else, through any action as a result. It's something to be discovered as one's own swarupam. Therefore, the connection between knowledge and moksha, and the knowledge and moksha being identical, also is made very clear in the previous verses. So, tesham shashvati shantihi, atmastam ye anupashyanti, only those who see that Paramatma obtaining as one's own self alone discover permanent peace, absolute peace. They alone, tesham eva shashvati shantihi, tesham eva shashvatam sukham na itaresham, not for other people who are ignorant of the self. Therefore, so having emphatically presented the importance of jnanam, presenting the connection between jnanam and moksha, and making it very clear the knowledge itself being moksha, now Upanishad proceeds to make us understand something differently. Differently means what? The same teaching is made much clearer. How? In the 14th verse, you're going to see the question presented by Nachiketas. It seems Nachiketas has understood the teaching. Nachiketas has been enjoying the teaching. In between, Nachiketas' question comes. Why the Nachiketas' question comes? It is not only Nachiketas' question, it is the question of all the Vedanta students. When Shastra teaching is begun, as the study is begun, the subject matter of Shastra is unfolded, especially when Driktrishiveka Prakriya, etc., all the Prakriyas are used, we understand, oh, reality is abstract and which is arrived at as one's own Swarupam. And of course, we do understand, yes, the knower is the formless reality, and the formless reality knows because of knowing is its nature. Just as sun illumines, reality knows. Sun illumines because illumining is the nature. So in reality, abstract reality, arrived at as the truth of the knower, also is a nature of knowing. Therefore, jnanam chit. Jnanam is pure knowledge. Jnanam is knowing is the nature. Being conscious is the nature, swarupam. So being aware is the nature, swarupam. Therefore, chit, the Shastram uses this word chit or chaitanyam or chitihi. Chitihi, chit, chaitanyam. Three words, very well-known words. So many other words are also there. The most well-known word is chit, chitihi, chaitanyam. Means consciousness. And this consciousness, otherwise pure knowledge alone, is what? Sat is in the form of existence of everything. So being existent is the very nature of the reality. Why does the reality exist? The existent is the nature. And this reality alone, through illumination, by its very nature of knowing, without doing anything, by its mere presence, by its mere nature of knowing, it brings the world to light, brings the anatma, objective universe to light, thereby it lends existence to the universe. Just as light lends existence to the illumined world of opaque things, here this pure consciousness also lends existence to the anatma prapancha, including body, mind, sense complex. It lends existence to the mind. It lends existence to the sense organs. By doing what? By its mere presence, by its very nature of knowing. Therefore, the existence enjoyed by the opaque things is, just as the existence enjoyed by the world of opaque things is the existence of the light, so also the existence enjoyed by this entire material universe is the existence of the reality in terms of consciousness. So, we can say water is in the form of existence of the form, name and function, ocean. Water is in the form of existence of the form, name and function, ocean. Wood is in the form of existence of the form, name and function, table. Gold is in the form of existence of the form, name and function called chain or ornament, any ornament. So cause always obtains in the form of existence of an effect, a given form, name and function. Without the cause, the effect will lose its existence. Therefore, in what form does the cause obtain in an effect? Cause always obtains the existence of an effect. So here, light does not create the world. The world is not made out of, create out of the light. Light is completely different. World of opaque things is completely different, but still light is as good as the cause of the world of opaque things. The world of opaque things is as good as the effect of the light, because just as any effect is dependent on the cause for its existence, the world of opaque things is dependent on the light for its very existence, for its very existence. Therefore, light is as good as the cause, world of opaque things is as good as the effect. Because outside of the light, the world of opaque things, even if it is existent, it will lose its status of being existent. It cannot shine at all without light. It will remain covered in darkness. Therefore, it will be as good as non-existent. In order to have the status of being existent, the world of opaque things is dependent on light to come to light, thereby to enjoy the status of being existent. To be existent, it is dependent on light. Similarly here, this entire universe of objective universe, including the body, mind, sense complex, being material in nature, is of the nature of inertness. It does not have consciousness of its own, sentience of its own. It can never shine by itself. So consciousness does not create the matter. Consciousness does not create the world of material forms, names and functions. So the consciousness, the abstract reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, implied by the term Atma or Brahma, does not create the world. The world is not made out of consciousness. No. But the world can have the status of being existent. The world can enjoy existence only when it is, when it comes, when it is illuminated, only when it becomes the known. The world has to become the known. When I say world, when I say the universe, it's inclusive of one's own body, mind, sense complex. The known means the entire objective universe, which is inclusive of one's own body, mind, sense complex. The known world can have the status of being existent. Astitvam, Jagataha Astitvam is there only when it becomes the known. Jagat can be said to be existent only when it becomes the known. If it remains unknown, then the world is as good as non-existent. It is not difficult to understand. Every day when you fall asleep, the world is existent. Still, the world is not as good as non-existent for the one who is asleep. Why? In spite of the world, the world does not go anywhere. The world does not disappear. The world is very much existent, but the world is as good as non-existent for the one who is asleep, because the world remains covered in darkness of ignorance for the one who is asleep. Therefore, for this world, objective universe, material, inert material universe, to have the status of being existent, to become the known, it is dependent on the knower. And the knower is consciousness. Knower is Atma. Therefore, the knower Atma is as good as the cause. The universe is as good as the effect. Therefore, in what form does the knower consciousness obtain in this world? The knower consciousness obtains in the form of existence of the world. I said earlier, just as water obtains the existence of the form, name and function called ocean, here the abstract formless reality, the pure consciousness, pure awareness, the chit is in the form of, or obtains in the form of existence of the universe. Every existent object is in the awareness. Every opaque thing which shines exists in the light. Similarly, the entire objective universe enjoys existence in the awareness, in the light of awareness, light of knowledge. So just as this light is the existence of the opaque things, consciousness is in the existence of the universe. Therefore, Sat is the word used to mean existence. Sat, the existence of the universe, is nothing but Chit, the consciousness. And the Chit, the consciousness, is the existence of the universe. They are not two. They're one and the same. Existence is nothing but consciousness. Consciousness is the existence of the universe. And being existent is the very nature of the consciousness. Because Sat is the Swarupam of the Chit, and Chit is Swarupam of the Sat. Chit eva sadrupena asti. Jalameva samudrasya sadrupena asti. Chit eva jagataha sadrupena asti. Consciousness alone is in the form of existence of the universe. This is very well known. And this Sat of the universe, existence of the universe, is nothing but Chitti consciousness, which is arrived as one's own Swarupam. So we can say, I, the consciousness, am the existence. Satchit Atma Ahamasmi. Satchit Brahma Ahamasmi. It can be understood when we use many methods. Of course, we have Karana Karya Prakriya, adhyara papava, the prakriya, all these prakriyas are used to establish that absolute, abstract, formless reality implied by the term Brahman is in the form of existence of the universe. Where is Brahma? Where is Parambrahma? Where is Paramatma? Paramatma is there in every form, name and function as the very existence. Any object, every object which enjoys a status of being existent has Paramatma as its very existence. Every object enjoys existence. The existence enjoyed by every object, living and non-living, everything here is Paramatma only. It's very clear. Therefore, that Paramatma, Ahamasmi, we understand easily. But one more thing. The understanding of oneself being Achyudatma should bless a person with what? Everlasting happiness. Shashvati Shantihi, Shashvatam Sukham. So Shashvatam Sukham is permanent happiness, absolute peace. Which means, what is happiness? And people, this one thing does not become very clear. I understand that Aham Achyudatma, but it is not very clear for me that I am happiness. You are happiness. You can never become happy. Pooja Swamiji used to say very beautifully, sugar candy can never become sweet. Why? Sugar crystal cannot become sweet because already sweetness by itself. Sweet is sarupam. How can sugar crystal become sweet? That is sweetness. Sweetness is the very nature of sugar crystal. Similarly, you cannot become happy. You are happiness yourself. Tattvamasi means what? You are that happiness you are searching for. You are fullness. You are limitlessness. So, the people think Achyudatma is very clear. And people want to experience sukham, experience that full happiness. No, there's another problem. So as long as you try to experience happiness, and you will be a failure, because happiness is not something to be experienced. In fact, any degree of sukham experienced is what? Experiential. Pleasure. Experiential is what? Pleasure only. The pleasure is the fraction of, the manifestation of fraction of fullness is pleasure. So any experience is time bound. Experience is dependent on the experiencer for it to be there. So experience has a beginning. Experience has an end. Any experience comes and goes. There is no such thing called permanent, everlasting, beginningless, endless experience. Any experience comes and goes, has a beginning and end. Any anubhavaha is time-bound in its nature. That is the nature of experience. But what is that? Because of the blessing of which, presence of which experience is possible, that is reality. The source of happiness, the source of any experience, but for whose presence experience is not possible, is experiencer consciousness. The pure consciousness, the experiencer consciousness, the pure awareness, the pure knowledge, the swarupma of experiencer is the very adhishtanam for experience. Therefore, and the reality is of the nature of happiness, fullness. So happiness, the swarupma of the nature of the consciousness, because of whose presence experience is possible, cannot be experienced. It means happiness cannot be experienced. Happiness is something to be taken ownership of as one's own Swarupam. Let me tell you, being free from unhappiness is happiness. If you are free from unhappiness, means what is there is happiness only. Being free from limitations is being limitless. Being free from inadequacy is being limitless, being full. Please understand, these three words are, these words have to be understood as synonyms. Fullness, limitlessness, happiness. Happiness is nothing but limitlessness. Happiness is nothing but fullness. Purnatvam, anantatvam, anandaha. Purnata, anantata, anandaha. They are like synonyms. When I say purnatvam, fullness, fullness is not something to be attained. It's very nature of the reality. Purnatvam, purnata, fullness is the nature of the reality. So how can you understand that? Being free from inadequacy is being full. And being full is fullness. Which is Swarupam, nature. You are fullness yourself. Being free from limitations or being free from being limited is being limitless. You can become limitlessness. Can attain limitlessness. Being free from limitations is being limitless. A limitless, being limitless is limitlessness. So also, being free from unhappiness, being free from unhappy is being happy. And being happy is happiness. But being free from unhappiness is happiness. Being free from limitations is limitlessness. Being free from inadequacy is limitlessness. So when are you free from, when can you become free from inadequacy, limitations, and unhappiness? You can become free from unhappiness, limitations, inadequacy, only when your error in the perception of yourself is corrected. Unless and until error in the perception of the self is corrected, there's no way of being free from, freeing yourself from the limitations, inadequacy, and unhappiness. The error in the self-perception is corrected by knowledge, through knowledge. Then you discover yourself being free from unhappiness, yourself being free from limitations, yourself being free from inadequacy. Then this discovering yourself being free from inadequacy is being full, being fullness. Being free from limitations is being limitlessness. Being free from unhappiness is happiness. So, in jnanam, you need not, you do not attain fullness, attain happiness, attain limitlessness. In jnanam, you just see yourself being fullness, happiness, and limitlessness. So, jnanam, and what is fullness? Is something different? What is happiness? What is limitlessness? Is fullness, limitlessness, happiness? Fullness is happiness. Limitlessness is happiness. Why? Because being limited is being unhappy. Being inadequate is being unhappy. Therefore, being full, being free from inadequacy, being free from limitations is being happy. Therefore, limitlessness, fullness, nothing but happiness. We understand these three words correctly. Very important. Pooja Swamiji made so much of effort in all his classes to make it very clear. Niraivu. Niraivu is the Tamil word, beautiful word. Niraivu. Niraivayiruttal. Niraivu is fullness. Niraivu is varayare inmai, limitlessness. And Niraivu is happiness. And so, what is that? So fullness, happiness, limitlessness are not something. These are the words. All these three words only imply consciousness. Because it is this abstract, formless reality which is arrived at in terms of its nature of consciousness alone is fullness. Is of the nature of fullness, is of the nature of limitlessness, is of the nature of happiness. So, Sat is nothing but Chit, and as Chit is the Chit which is in the form of, which obtains in the form of existence, Sat of the universe, is of the nature of Anandaha, Anantam. Yeah, the nature of fullness, limitlessness, happiness. So, Sat Chit Ananda Rupaha Atma, Sat Chidananda Atma, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, Yo Vedanihi Tanguhayam Parame Vyoman. So, Oshtute Sarvan Kama Ansaha. Taittiriya Mantra is a very popular mantra. And very interesting, important mantra, and which very, very beautifully explains. We'll be seeing Taittiriya Upanishad also. Then you understand much better. The fact is, Satyam Jnanam Anantam is what? Brahma. The absolute, abstract, formless reality implied by the term Brahma, which arrived at in terms of its nature of Jnanam, is the Satyam. Absolute reality, obtaining of existence of the universe is Anantam, is of the nature of limitlessness. It means happiness. And Satchidananda Atma, the all-pervasive abstract reality implied with the term Atma, obtaining as the very content of I, the innermost essence of every being, is what? Nothing but consciousness, which is of the nature of existence, which is of the nature of happiness, fullness. Therefore, you are fullness, you are happiness, you are limitlessness. There is something to be claimed, take ownership of as one's own self, not to be experienced. We should not wait for the experience of fullness of happiness, because every experience happens in fullness of consciousness. Fullness of happiness. Okay, we understand it better. And here, therefore, on behalf of us, Lord Nachiketa is asking this question. So here, after understanding these two mantras, 14th mantra and 15th mantra, we should never ask the question, how can I experience Anandaha? How can I experience happiness? I have only, some people come and tell me one more thing. I have all theoretical knowledge. What theoretical knowledge? Swamiji never likes this. There is a theoretical knowledge and experiential experience. You know, I want to experience. people still want to, after jnanam, they want to experience. Oh, jnanam itself is what you are searching for. Jnanam itself should bless you with what you're searching for. Jnanam itself is happiness. Jnanam itself is moksha. Jnanam and moksha, the means and the end are identical here. That has become very clear after the understanding these two verses. If still doubt comes, then we have to repeat this teaching for more time. Okay. Let us see the mantra now. Tade, 14th mantra. Tadetaditi manyante nirdesham paramam sukham. Tadetaditi manyante nirdesham paramam sukham. Katham tu tadvijaniyam. Katham tu tadvijaniyam. Kimu bhati vibhati va. Kimu bhati vibhati va. How do you know this is a mantra having questioned by Anchiketas? Thanks to Adishankara Bhagavatpada. In his commentary, he makes it very clear for us. Tad yetad iti paramam anirdesham param sukham manyante. Tad yetad. So, tad stands for, tad is a third person singular pronoun, which means that reality, absolute reality, is of the nature of fullness of happiness, is of the nature of limitlessness. That reality is yetad. Yetad means what? This. The pronoun this stands for, indicates the nearest self, the content of I, the experiencer. Tad stands for the substance or the substantive of the universe. Tad Brahma yet eshaha atma. Tade tad etad. Therefore, that reality of the entire universe is this nearest self. Therefore, happiness, fullness, limitlessness, the nature of that reality is the nature of this nearest self also. So what? This nearest tad etad. The sarupam of that reality of the universe is sarupam of the atma, the nearest self. Therefore what? Aham anandaha. Anandoham, anandoham, anandoham. I, the experiencer, am. I, the knower, am fullness. I, the knower, am happiness. I, the knower, am limitlessness. Why? I, the conscious, I, the knower, am consciousness. And consciousness is of the nature of fullness, limitlessness, happiness. Therefore, I, the knower, am of the nature of fullness, limitlessness. So, my swarupam, aham, iti, manyante. How? Anirdesham paramam sukham manyante. Here, paramam sukham means what? Absolute happiness. Exalted happiness. What is absolute happiness? Beginningless, endless, changeless, non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting happiness is what? Exalted, absolute happiness. Paramam sukham. And paramam sukham is what? Anirdeshyam. Nirdeshyam means what? That anything which can be defined is nirdeshyam. Nirdishati means defines. Nirdishati defines. Nirdesham means what? Definable. That which can be defined is nirdesham. But anirdesham, inexplicable, non-definable, that which cannot be defined. So anirdesham, paramam sukham, tad ஏததி மன்யந்தே. சோ ஹூ நோ மன்யந்தே மீன்ஸ் சிலிட்ரி மீன்ஸ் திங் விகர் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். சோ பீப்புள் ஹூ ஹாவ் த கிளியர் விஷன் ஆஃப் பரமாத்மா பீங் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப், தே அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வெரி கிளியர்லி தட் பரமம் சுகம், அப்சல்யூட் ஹாப்பினஸ், everlasting happiness, the synonym of limitlessness or fullness, which is nature of that reality, Brahma, is their own nature. This is what? One's own Swarupam. For Jnanis, Paramatma Swarupam is their own Swarupam. Parambrahma Swarupam is their own Swarupam. Because their self is Paramatma. பரம்பிரம்மா. சோ பரமம் அனிர்தேஷம் பரமம் சுகம், அனிர்தேஷம் பரமம் சுகம், தி அப்சல்யூட் ஹாப்பினஸ் விச் கெனாட் பி டிஃபைன்ட். வை இட் கெனாட் பி டிஃபைன் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? எனி திங் பர்செப்டபிள், எனி திங் கன்சீவபிள், எனி திங் டிஸ்கிரைபபிள் கேன் பி டிஃபைன்ட். இட் இஸ் நாட் பர்செப்டபிள். It is not an object. It is not some experience. It is a swarupam of the Atma. Happiness is a swarupam of the Atma. It is not an object of experience. That's why we should not wait for experiencing happiness. Every experience is happiness. Every experience is fullness. Because every experience is consciousness. And consciousness is fullness. Is of the nature of fullness. Therefore, here it's called anirdeshyam, anirdeshyam paramam sukham, tad etad iti manyante. It means this inexplicable, non-definable, absolute happiness is the very nature of the self, nearest self. One's own self, in fact. This is what wise people understand. But here he is asking, Tad vijaniyam. Katham tad vijaniyam. Katham tad vijaniyam. Tad u vijaniyam. How do I understand that? How do I understand? It's something you understand. Okay, aham, I the knower, am consciousness, I can understand. And I the consciousness am the existence, chitti sat, I can understand. But that happiness, swarupam of the Atma is myself. How do you understand? I am happiness. How do you understand that? Tad katam vijaniyam, katam tad vijaniyam. Then, now, kim u bhati. Then we have understand. Katam nu tad vijaniyam. Kim u bhati tad kim bhati u. That u doesn't have any specific meaning. Whenever the u comes, tad kim bhati means what shines. But kim u bhati tad kim u bhati, when the u makes this sentence a tag, does it shine? What does it shine? Does it shine? What? Vibhati va, does it shine? Does it shine? Or does it shine? Vibhati va. Kimu bhati? Does it shine by itself? Does it shine uniquely, distinctly? Okay. Here the word vibhati, let me make it very clear. Vibhati has two meanings. The bhati means shine. Bha is the root and bhati means shines. But vibhati has two meanings, means vividham bhati iti vibhati. That which alone shines as everything. Okay? Shines as everything. When you say that shines as many things is vibhati. One thing shining as many is vibhati. Then the verb used is vibhati. But viseshena vibhati. Vividam bhati iti vibhati. Viseshena bhati iti vibhati. You say viseshena bhati, then it shines distinctly, uniquely. This is the meaning. Okay? So, that's why the word vibhu means what? Bhagavan is vibhu because he shines as everything and he shines uniquely, distinctly. This is vibhu. So here, vibhati in this question word does not mean shines as everything. Does it shine uniquely, distinctly? Okay. Kimu, tat kimu bhati? Does it shine by itself? Vibhati va? Does it shine uniquely or distinctly? This is the question. How do you understand that paramam sukham, absolute happiness? How do you understand absolute happiness? Because ultimately, understanding consciousness, understanding the abstract reality, arriving it in terms of its nature of consciousness, understanding that consciousness is obtaining in the form of existence of the universe, all that is, you know, for what? Ultimately, for me to discover happiness. I need to understand happiness because what I want is not only happiness. My goal is happiness. Purushartha is happiness. How do you understand happiness? Absolute happiness, everlasting happiness, permanent happiness. Does it shine by itself? Does happiness shine by itself? Does it shine uniquely, distinctly? This is the question. Which means the meaning of the word sukham, nitya nirantara sukham, permanent happiness, shashvatam sukham, is something one ought very clear. Because even after having understood aham tachidatma, I think classes, the class teaching is very nice. We seem to be understanding everything, but still we get unhappy. Which means we are not experiencing that happiness. That's a big problem with people. Because we are trying to experience. In fact, your swarupam is happiness. You are happiness yourself. It's like saying, telling the wave, oh wave, you are H2O. Like that, you are happiness yourself. It's a very swarupam. In claiming, in taking ownership of yourself, discovering your nature being consciousness, happiness also becomes discovered as it were. Because in discovering yourself being consciousness, discovering your essential nature being abstract formless knowledge, in correcting the error in your perception of yourself, when you become free from all those wrong notions and what you are is fullness, happiness. Therefore, it is said here, let us understand here, this is the literal meaning of the mantra. So Brahma stands for what? Tad means Brahma. Brahma. Brahman is of the nature of limitlessness. Limitlessness is Brahma. Happiness is Brahma. Fullness is Brahma. Therefore what? Aham Brahma means I am also of the nature of happiness, fullness. I am happiness myself. But I don't seem to have understood. How do I understand it? Katham navijaniyam is the question. So wise people say this, that happiness is yourself, that limitlessness is yourself, that fullness is yourself, is the very nearest self, the content of I. But aham tat katham navijaniyam, how do you understand it? Does that happiness shine by itself? Does it shine uniquely, distinctly? Okay. Now let us read the Bhashyam. Yat tad Atma Vijnanam. Yat tad Atma Vijnanam Sukham. Yat tad Atma Vijnanam. Atma Vijnanam means what? Atma Swarup means Vijnanam. Vijnanam, the word Vijnanam here means pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness. So pure consciousness is what is implied with the term Atma because of its nature of limitlessness. Pure consciousness is implied by the term Atma. The word Atma implies only pure knowledge, pure consciousness. And pure knowledge, pure consciousness implied by the term Atma alone is what? Sukham. Sukham. Yat Atma Vijnanam Tad Sukham. Yad Atma Vijnanam Tat Sukham. The pure consciousness implied with the term Atma is Sukham, is fullness, limitlessness, happiness. And what is happiness? Anirdesham Sukham. Anirdesham Sukham. Anirdesham means what? Nirdeshtum ashakyam. Nirdeshtum ashakyam. See, nirdeshtum means what? To indicate, to define, to explain, to describe. You can say all these things. You can say nirdeshtum ashakyam. Shakyam means possible. Ashakyam means not possible. It is not possible to define. To define something, to describe something, to explain something, you must use only words. You have to use words to describe something. Anirdeshtum ashakyam. It is not possible to explain, describe, or define happiness using words. Means words cannot describe happiness. Words cannot be used as means of explaining, making one understand what happiness is. We use so many words and explain something. Even the sweet, the Swamiji used to give an example, Puja Swamiji. Put the sugar in your mouth and ask, please explain the taste, sweetness. Explain the taste of the sugar. How is sweetness? Explain. You can't explain even sweetness. You know, it is sweet, sweet, you can say. You can't explain. You can't draw and paint and show something. You can't dance. Sweetness. You can't picture it. No? You can't draw, paint, or through abhinaya. Sweetness means you cannot show that. You, whatever you show, it cannot be explained. Sweetness cannot be explained. Simple example. Here, happiness also cannot be explained, described, making use of words. It is what? Anirdeshyam, nirdeshtum ashakyam. What is happiness? That happiness is consciousness. Consciousness is happiness. The consciousness obtaining in him of existence of the universe, which is implied with the term Atma or Brahman, is happiness. It means is of the nature of happiness. Means what? Consciousness is absolutely free from unhappiness, free from limitations, free from inadequacy. Or what? Consciousness is ever of the nature of fullness, happiness, limitlessness. Therefore, what? The Vijnanam. What is Vijnanam? Abstract reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, implied with the term Atma, is ever of the nature of happiness. Yadu Atma Vijnanam Tadu Sukham Anirdeshyam Sukham Nirdeshtum Ashakyam. So what? Never ever try to understand happiness, no? Expect to understand through description or explanation. No. Nirdeshtum ashakyam. Okay. Now, paramam. Paramam sukham. Param, what is paramam? Prakrishtam. Utkrishtam. Prakrishtam. Paramam. What is prakrishtam? I said exalted, absolute. Now, we'll see the meaning. Prakrita purusha vang manas manasayoho agocharam. Another important word is gocharam. Gocharam means that which is available for cognition, knowledge is, understanding is gocharam. Go means knowledge. Gocharam means understandable. Noble is gocharam. That which is available for cognition, knowledge, understanding is gocharam. How does something available for understanding? Either through words, or it must be available for at least through the mind, available for mental conception. So it is said, Prakrita Purusha. Prakrita Purusha means what? Unrefined minded person. Samskrita Purusha means refined minded person. The cultured, refined people are Samskrita Purushaha. Prakrita Purushaha means still people who had to become refined. So it is a layman. Prakrita Purusha means layman, not ordinary person. So Prakrita Purusha, for ordinary people, Vang Manasayoho Agocharam. Not only for them, anybody. For any human being. All of us are Prakrita Purushaha only. Vang Manasayoho Agocharam. Vak ago, Vacham Agocharam. Means Vang Agocharam. It is not this happiness or fullness. It is a Swarupma of the consciousness. Swarupma of the Atma is not, cannot be described, is not available for word description. Vacham agocharam, vang agocharam, not available for word description. Okay. Manasaha agocharam. So vang manasayoho agocharam. Manasaha agocharam is what? Not available for thought conception. Not available for mental conception. It is not conceivable. It is not describable. Therefore, available for word description or thought conception. Manasa, vag manasayoho agocharam api prakrita purusha vang manasayoho agocharam api san nivruttaishanaha ye brahmanaha. So though this happiness fullness, the nature of the reality, is not available for thought conception, not conceivable through mind, or is not describable through words, still, nivritta yeshanaha, nivrittaha yeshanaha yebhyaha, te nivritta yeshanaha. Nivritta yeshanaha means what? Those people from whom diseases have gone. Those from whom diseases have gone. Means dispassionate people. Nivritta yeshanaha. Nivrittaha yeshanaha yebhyaha. Te nivritta yeshanaha, nivritta yeshanaha. People who are free from the hold of desires. Who are highly dispassionate. Those people, they are brahmanaha. So see, people who are absolutely free from passion, absolutely dispassionate people. Now, who can be totally dispassionate? People who are free from the sense of inadequacy centered on I, or the people who are dispassionate. People who are still bound by, you know, who are given, who are of the wrong notion that I am inadequate, who are subject to inadequacy, they alone can have passion, they alone can have desires, wishes. So desire is a symptom of limitations, inadequacy. Any desire on a part of anybody for anything is a symptom of the disease of sense of inadequacy centered on I. Whereas the jnaninaha, wise people, are absolutely free from the sense of inadequacy centered on I. Sense of limitation centered on I. Which means they are free from erroneous self-perception. They're no more, their perception of the self is no more erroneous. They have the clear vision of the self being the abstract reality. Abstract reality implied by the Tamatma. For them, pure consciousness, pure awareness is the self for them. The identity is with awareness only. Therefore, such people who have the clear vision that Aham Brahmasmi, such people are free from the wrong notions, free from erroneous perception. Therefore, they're free from the fundamental problems centered on I. Therefore, they're free from even any passion. They're free from all desires. From all the desires have gone for good. So they are nivritta yeshanaha. They are brahmanaha. Ye brahmanaha. So brahmanaha here are the jnanaha. Irrespective of person's birth, whether he's a kshatriya, brahmana, vaishya, shudra, only those who have this Brahma Jnanam are Brahmanaha. Ye Brahmanaha, those people who have the clear vision of Brahman being the self, they are Brahmanaha. Such people, see, whose identity is with Paramatma, who have the clear vision of the oneness of the reality, they are free from all the fundamental problems caused by erroneous self-perception. Therefore, they are nivritta yeshanaha. They are free from also all the desires. Such people, totally dispassionate people, they are, what do you say for them? Te yet tad. They understand, manyante here should be taken as understand or know. They know very clearly that happiness is their immediate self. Pratyakshameva yat tad yetad. According to them, it is this, it is a that. Tad yetad, that limitlessness, that fullness, that happiness, Swarupam of the Brahman, is Swarupam of the nearest self. Which means happiness is for them pratyakshameva iti manyante. Means what? They discover happiness as the happiness, the nature of the reality Brahman, that nature of the reality Brahman as the nearest self. They understand, they know that happiness, fullness, the nature of the reality, absolute reality, Brahman, as the nearest self. Okay. How do you say nearest self? As the immediate self. Immediate self. Please be very careful. The word pratyaksham. Pratyaksham means what? Direct. And what do we understand all these days? Pratyaksha means direct. Direct means something, it only indicates object. Direct or indirect. Anything direct or indirect indicate only objects. But here the word pratyaksham implies aparoksha. I told you many times before, pratyaksha jnanam means direct knowledge. It has a knowledge of the objects. Direct knowledge of the objects. Paroksha jnana means indirect knowledge of the objects. But aparoksha jnana means knowledge of the immediate self. So here the word pratyaksha, pratyaksha implies aparoksha. Means what he says, ye with nivritta yeshanaha brahmanaha, those people who are brahmagya, not wise people, who have the clear vision of Brahma reality, thereby who are free from all problems caused by the fundamental problems caused by erroneous self-perception, are free from all desires. Such people, they understand very clearly, they know very well what? Tad yetad pratyaksham eva iti manyante. The happiness, nature of that reality, Brahma, is the very nature of the nearest self, immediate self. Pratyaksham eva sakshat means what? Again, the word pratyaksham means it is nothing but the nature of the nearest self. Happiness is the immediate self. Pratyakshameva means what? The happiness is this immediate self. I am happiness. That's what they mean. Pratyakshameva iti manyante. It means Vang manasayoho agocharamapi sanne. In spite of this happiness being not available for thought, conception and word description, still the brahmanaha, brahmagyanaha, wise people, who have the clear vision of Brahman being their own self, thereby who are free from the hold of desires, and they understand very clearly, they say, they know that happiness is the very nearest self, immediate self. So this is the fact. Shastram says, the wise people also have, who have the vision of the Shastram, they also say the same thing. Therefore, he is asking, katham no. Katham means what? Katham no. Katham means how. How means what? Kena prakarena. Katham is equal to kena prakarena. By which method, by which means, tat sukham aham vijaniyam. Tat sukham katham aham vijaniyam. Kena prakarena tat sukham aham vijaniyam. What is the method by which I can understand that? How do I understand that happiness? What is the means by which I can understand that happiness? What is the method which I can understand that happiness as myself? Idam iti. Idam iti. Idam iti means what? By what means, by what, which method I can understand that happiness as this. Idam iti. That param sukham idam iti katamaham janiyam. Katamaham vijaniyam. That happiness, what you say? That happiness. As long as you do not know what happiness is, you have to say that happiness. The happiness, the sarupma of the reality of the entirety of the universe is the immediate self, nearest self, very content of I. This is what happiness is, as how do I understand? The self is happiness. I am happiness. Idam iti. This is what happiness is, as iti atma buddhi vishayam apadeyam yatha yatha nivruttayeshanaha yatayaha yatha nivruttayeshanaha yatayaha. Just as these wise people, yatayaha, people of tremendous efforts, yatayaha means people of adequate, appropriate efforts, the great sages of adequate, the people, great, appropriate, adequate efforts, yatayaha, wise people, who are free from all desires, this jnani's wise people, how they understand happiness as the very self. Like them, how do I understand? Apadayeyam, apadayeyam, how can I attain their vision? How do I understand that happiness? As the immediate self, as the nearest self, as this, the truth of I, as the nearest self. Atma buddhi vishayam. Atma buddhi vishayam means what? How do you understand that happiness as the nearest self? At the very content of I. Atma buddhi means very nearest, intimate, immediate self. Atma buddhi here means atma jnana, means content of I. Idam iti atma buddhi vishayam apadayeyam. How do I attain that happiness as the nearest immediate self, the content of I? Just as the wise people who are free from desires understand, as nivruttayeshanaha yatayaha understand, how do I understand? They understand, they have understood, they understand, they very clearly see happiness as the very self. Happiness, the rupma of the reality Brahma, rupma of the truth of the universe, they understand as the nearest self, as the immediate self. As they understand, yatha nivruttayeshnaha yatayaha. So, how do I understand that happiness as this, as the nearest self, as the immediate self, as the content of I? Idam iti atma buddhi vishayam katham apadayeyam kena prakarena aham sukham vijaniyam apadayeyam. So, men of wisdom have that vision of happiness. For them, happiness is the self, happiness is Swarupam. Aham Brahma Asmi means Aham Sukham Asmi. Aham Jnanam Asmi, Aham Sadasmi, Aham Chidasmi, Aham Satchidananda Brahma, Satchidanandam, Satchidananda Atma Asmi, Aham Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Asam Asmi, Anantam Brahma Aham Asmi. They know that very well. They understand. How do I understand? This is the question. So he does not deny the fact. What Shastram says is a fact. And there are many Brahmanaha who have the clear vision of Brahma. They do understand happiness as their Swarupam. But how do I understand that? That's the question. Kimu tad bhati? What? Does it shine by itself? Deepyate. Bhati means deepyate. Prakashatmakam tad bhati tad deepyate. Prakashatmakam tad. Does it shine by itself? Why prakashatmakam? Prakashatmakam means what? Tad Brahma prakashatmakam means what? Prakashayati iti prakashak. Prakashak. Atmakam means in the form of. Prakashatmakam. So that this absolute reality, Brahma or Atma, is of the nature of light. Is of the nature of light means what? Is of the nature of self-effulgence. So prakashatmakam. Is of the nature of prakashatmakam. Is of the nature of effulgence. See, the word prakash, be very careful. Reality is of the nature of effulgence means is of the nature of knowing. Knowing is illumining. Knowing is lending existence. Knowing is bringing an inert object to light. Therefore, prakashatmaka means knowledge is like the light. Like light is that which brings an opaque to light. So knowledge is that which brings, the pure knowledge is that which brings the inert object to light. Makes the inert object known. Thereby lends existence, brings to light. That is why it's said to be prakashatmakam. Prakashatmakam, you should not mistake it for something for light. Pujya Swamiji used to say it many times in the class. And people are asked to meditate upon light. And you say, people come and say, oh, I see light in meditation. That's why confusion. The word prakashaha should not be mistaken for the so-called light. Prakashatmakam means what? Reality is ever of the nature of self-effulgence. Means ever of the nature of knowing. Knowing is illumining. Therefore, it is said to be of the nature of effulgence. The word tad here stands for what? Brahma. Here implying its nature of happiness. Tad ubhati. Tad bhati kim? So does the happiness, Swarupam of Brahma, shine by itself? Why? Because the happiness is, where is happiness? Happiness and consciousness are not two different things. The abstract reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, is of the nature of fullness. Happiness also. Therefore, prakashatmakam tadu. So, here that happiness, which is actually of the nature of, which is of the nature of consciousness, which is of the nature of knowledge. And which is self-effulgent. Which is in the form of self-effulgent knowledge. தத் யதஹ அஸ்மத் புத்தி கோச்சரத்தேன விபாதி. அஸ்மத் புத்தி கோச்சரத்தேன விபாதி. விஸ்பஷ்டம் திருஷ்யதே. விபாதி விஸ்பஷ்டம் திருஷ்யதே. ஈஸ் இட் ஸ்பஷ்டம் மீன்ஸ் கிளியர்லி. திருஷ்யதே சீன், கிளியர்லி சீன். விஸ்பஷ்டம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? வெரி கிளியர்லி டிஸ்டிங்க்ட்லி சீன் மீன்ஸ் நோன். அஸ்மத் புத்தி கோச்சரத்தேன விபாதி. டஸ் இட் ஷைன் very clearly, having the status of being available for understanding even by our intellects. The wise people understand, asmad buddhi gocharatvena vibhati kim? Does this happiness shine distinctly, shine very clearly with the status of being available for understanding even for our intellect? That's the meaning of the sentence. Is it clearly seen by our intellect? Means what? Is it seen clearly by our intellect? Means what? Is it seen very clearly by our intellect? Is it clearly seen with our intellect? That's the meaning here. Means not as an object. Is available for knowledge, is understandable, is available for understanding. So does this happiness shine very clearly, is seen very clearly, having the status of being available for understanding for our intellect? That's the meaning. அஸ்மத் புத்தி கோச்சரத்வேன விபாதி கிம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? விஸ்பஷ்டம் திருஷ்யதே கிம் வா ந ஆர் நாட்? இஸ் அவைலபிள், இஸ் டஸ் இட் ஷைன் கிளியர்லி ஆர் நாட்? சோ திஸ் மச் இஸ் தி க்வெஸ்சன். த ஹோல் திங் இஸ் அபவுட் தி க்வெஸ்சன் ஓன்லி. சோ நவ் லார்ட் யமா மேக்ஸ் இட் வெரி கிளியர். Don't go in go search for happiness and don't wait for experiencing happiness. If you discover repeatedly, if you understand, if you listen to Shastram repeatedly, understand your Swarupam, you cannot distance yourself from anything, but you can distinct yourself, you can see very clearly yourself being distinct from everything known. You can see yourself being distinct from everything known. When I say everything known, including ahankara, including memory, including the three states of experience. As the knower, when you distinguish yourself as the knower from the known, and when you discover yourself being distinct from the known, even if you are not distinguishable from the known, not distant from the known, and the distinct you, the knower, being pure consciousness. It's very important to distinguish oneself from the known as the knower, and seeing repeatedly, listening, understanding this fact that there is no knower at all other than abstract formless reality. Known is material. Anything which comes under the category of the known is material objects only. The knower is non-material, and the knower is abstract reality, subtlest reality. Knower is beyond the known. Knower is beyond the known. Means what? Distinct from the known. And there's no knower at all other than abstract formless reality. And the formless abstract reality is of the nature of knowing, of the nature of consciousness. And the consciousness is of the nature of fullness, happiness. And consciousness is of the nature of existence. If you discover the pure consciousness and take ownership of consciousness as the content of I, there is an identity in consciousness, shift the identity from anatma mind to the consciousness, then your errant perception of yourself becomes corrected, means all the wrong notions resolve, means you see yourself being free from all limitations, and you seeing yourself being free from all limitations is seeing yourself being happiness. Seeing yourself being all inadequacy is what? Yourself being, seeing yourself being happiness. Seeing yourself being free from limitations is seeing yourself being free from unhappiness is seeing yourself being happiness itself. So you cannot become happy. You cannot become happiness also. You are happiness. You are fullness. To make it understand, to see oneself being happiness, one has to see oneself being consciousness. Seeing yourself being pure consciousness is seeing yourself being happiness. Don't wait for experiencing happiness. Therefore, now Lord Yama gives an answer. And we are going to see the very beautiful, answer given the very, very popular mantra, which you already understood this mantra in Mundaka Upanishad. Again, reading the same mantra in Katho Upanishad. So thank God, at least you will not say, I am repeating. Okay, Swaminiji is known for repetition. Okay, and this definitely is not my repetition. Upanishad repeats, which means Upanishad wants you to understand this fact. For what? If you want to know you are happiness, you must know clearly that you are consciousness and you are existence. You are Satchidatma. If you understand and you understand, you are Anandaha also. So next verse, you are not going to see, experience happiness. You are going to understand happiness being consciousness, consciousness being happiness. See tomorrow. Natatra Suryo Bhatina Chandra Tarakam, because it's a regular style of chanting, isn't it? Natatra Suryo Bhatina Chandra Tarakam Nema Vidyuto Bhanti Kutoya Magni Tameva Bhantam Anubhati Sarvam Tasya Bhasa Sarvamidam Vibhati. This is the mantra, Pooja Swamiji's favorite mantra. This is favorite mantra. Therefore, I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha Harihi Om.